It's time for the Elimination Tattoo as artists race to the $100,000 prize and the title of Ink Master. This week, artists must show their skill in gradation.
Gradation is going from super dark to super light.
Not only with their fierce competitors, but also against Ink Master's guest judge, Tommy Montoya.
It's not only an honor, but I am scared shitless.
Tim and Carly were pretty much the perfect couple until it came time to choose tile. Then, happily ever after, became nuclear winter. This colonial-era Boston reno job was just begging for faux marble. At least according to Tim. But Carly, ever practical, had her eye on a reliable porcelain pattern. Dwayne Haskins' morning starts the same way it has for the last 9 years of his life. A half hour of weight training and an hour of cardio. It's a routine that he began as a boy in Highland Park, New Jersey.
I mean, it's funny, when I started playing football, I was a defensive lineman and a fullback.
Where Haskins first learned that old prejudices about black quarterbacks die hard. On today's episode of Lost in Translation, it's Millennials versus Seniors. Here, Selena tries to explain to 88-year-old Harold what lit means.
Lit? Are you trying to light something? Is something on fire?
Oh, look! Mildred is teaching Skylar how to use a rotary phone.
So wait, the circle goes all the way around?
Check this out! It seems that Waylon and Trey have bonded over Wiz Khalifa? Chester Bennington was a music industry icon. His suicide in 2017 sent shockwaves through the music industry.
Bennington was found dead in a home near Los Angeles Thursday morning. Authorities say it may have been suicide.
After having battled alcohol and drug addiction, Bennington took his own life on what would have been close friend Chris Cornell's 53rd birthday.
Given the death of his close friend Chris Cornell, and
who also committed suicide just 2 months earlier.